Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a Monday, live in Los Angeles, a very attractive city for great coaches. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be obnoxious for several years now. USC has the world's best college football coach after Nick Saban. Very excited. Joy Taylor is joining me. Colin right, Colin wrong. 1 hour from now. Woo, Joy, I'm going to be unbearable for most of the next decade.
If you don't enjoy the Colin right portion of Colin right wrong, it's going to be extra saucy. What a weekend. Actually, I guess we couldn't even say a weekend. An extended weekend.
Michigan Wolverines, Jimmy Harbaugh.
The Iron Bowl.
Oh, Lord.
It's a lot going on.
Joy's back from Miami.
Yes.
We're back. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, safe with the family. We did. So let me start with this. Mostly we're inferior to women and stuff. But the one thing guys do that psychologists always talk about, we tend to be really good compartmentalists. Like, we can keep work stuff over here, and then we put that over there, and he may be our enemy, but he's good for business, so I'll work with him, even though he drives me crazy. And we compartmentalize stuff. And the psychologists often say, guys are, that's kind of how their brain works. And so Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers do not have to be in love. Bill Belichick and Brady, for 20 years, never went to dinner. Not a one time. Didn't share coffee. No soup for you. It was fine. 20 years. Bunch of Super Bowls. I don't care if Aaron doesn't love Green Bay's front office. And I don't care if Green Bay's front office doesn't love Aaron. Just do what people can do. Compartmentalize. Because Green Bay's the best football team in the NFL. And I'm not sure it's close right now. They can play fast. They can play physical. They can win shootouts. They can win with defense. Folks, they've been missing five or six of their best players. And not just their best players. Like, Jaire Alexander's like the best corner maybe in football. And they lost a Pro Bowl-level tight end. And they lost a Pro Bowl center. He went to the Chargers. And now they're on a backup running back. They're not just losing starters. They're losing, like, Pro Bowl guys. Doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I can't see the flaw. I don't see the limitation. And by Thanksgiving, there's too many good coaches in this sport. You don't have to be great at everything, but you can't be terrible at anything. I don't know where their flaw is. Now, Mason Crosby is a cross-your-fingers guy in big moments, but I don't think the games will be necessarily close. I don't think yesterday against the Rams was close. I don't care what the score was. That game wasn't even competitive. I don't know how you attack Green Bay. And this is easily Aaron Rodgers' best team. Go to the Super Bowl year. That was a sixth seed. They couldn't run the football. They were 24th in running the football. This team has two legitimate big-time running backs. And that team that won the Super Bowl, they had key injuries that year, and it affected them. They were losing games. This team went to Arizona missing 11 starters. Arizona, I thought, was the best team in the league. Beat them. This team yesterday missing, again, five and six top players. Hammered the Rams. Your division, let's not lie. Part of Brady's success was the annual dysfunction of his division. Why are you going to leave? You got the Lions in your division. You got the Bears as a rookie quarterback in your division. And Kirk Cousins is good, but he doesn't have any superpowers. Like, you just got to compartmentalize. This Packer team is loaded. They're good at everything. And what's amazing about them, because they've been beat up for so many weeks, is that their backups are getting all these reps and starts, and they almost look like starters now. So now you have incredible depth. I mean, it'd be one thing if these injuries all happened in January or December and you're asking guys who didn't play to play. These guys have all been, all these backups have been playing now for weeks on the road. Big games, Rams, Arizona, Vikings. They're starters to me. What's this team going to look like when they get healthy? So so I look at this Green Bay team and you don't have to be great at everything. But you can't be bad at anything. And I just see a team that can beat you so many ways, can play fast, can slow it down, can pound, can go into the octagon, can be finesse. And as Aaron Rodgers said after, I mean, here's how good this team is. The Super Bowl Packers couldn't run the football. Injuries affected them. This team, Aaron Rodgers isn't practicing. He's not practicing. We saw Mahomes go to practice for 8 weeks, and it was all loose. And Brady goes to practice every day, and Russell Wilson. Now, the stars, quarterbacks in this league practice and can struggle. Aaron's not even practicing because of his toe, whatever kind of toe it is, and they're still unbelievable. Aaron after.
Now, look, when I step on the field, I expect greatness. I think anyone who's a great competitor feel the same way. So, you know, I don't lean on excuses and not practicing, little toe injury. You know, I expect greatness when I take the field. Now, red zone, again, that's been kind of our bugaboo this season. We had a couple opportunities with short fields on turnovers and only turned them into 6 points. That can't keep going. You know, this should have been a 40-point game for us, like we felt last week, and we're just not clicking in the red zone.
Aaron, Packers, rip up your contract, sign a new one, 4 or 5 year deal. Take care of Aaron. He's good for you. You're good for him. It's a loaded roster. This team, to me, should be the overwhelming Super Bowl favorite. All right, let's talk college football. USC has a new coach. Maybe you've heard of him. His name is Lincoln Riley. My phone blew up yesterday, not only with, because people know I'm kind of a USC honk, but network people. They're like, do you understand how big this is for networks? This is big for so many reasons, Lincoln Riley to USC. First of all, when USC played Texas in the national championship, the LA market watched. It got a 22.5 rating. Bama gets a 15, 16. This is great for networks. The networks want USC to be good. Why? Because New York and D.C. and Boston have never watched college football. Chicago does, and L.A. does. So the Big Ten being good is great for Chicago TV ratings. But L.A. doesn't watch college football anymore. They will now. The networks are dying for the Pac-12 and the West Coast to matter. And USC is the biggest brand west of the Mississippi. By the way, it doesn't matter how down a Brown gets. It doesn't matter how down Bama gets or Ohio State gets or Oklahoma gets or USC gets. They rebound in 15 minutes when you get the right coach. So this is a huge win for the sport. Number two is, in the history of American sports, there has never been a city, Los Angeles today, that has more stars in it. All of our teams, good God, LeBron and Kawhi, and it doesn't matter what sport, the Dodgers draw almost 5 million. You get lost in this city fast if you don't have a star. And Lincoln Riley is a superstar coach. USC had to go big on this, okay? They couldn't do Luke Fickle or Dan Campbell. Those are fine coaches. They're not going to cut through Los Angeles. Folks, we got a beach. We got mountains. We got Silicon Valley money. People have distractions. We got two pro baseball, basketball teams, two pro football teams, the world's best football stadium, maybe the best basketball arena, and all of them are good. Unlike New York, they're all good, and they all have stars. So USC had to find a guy that would cut through. Number three is, with this name, image, likeness, reality that is college sports now, this is not a rebuild. This is a reboot. They're going to get good really fast. Give him a year to build his culture, but you will see in the next 72 hours multiple high school stars decommit from their place and commit to USC. This is not a rebuild. It's just a reboot. It's going to happen really, really fast. It took Saban, middle of year two. It took Pete Carroll at USC, middle of year two. It took Bob Stoops at Oklahoma, year one. But this is not a four-year rebuild. Number four is, this was really an easy decision for Lincoln Riley. Okay, look at all the tech that we create in the world. Why do we create all this tech? To make our lives easier. If you want to define yourself, I'm a real man. I work harder. Well, I guess I'm not. I work smarter. Do you want to go through the gauntlet of LSU and Alabama and Georgia and Florida and Auburn? Or do you want to go through Oregon to get to the playoff? You go ahead, grab your shovel, tell me you're the real man. You're going to work harder. Folks, it's 2021. All this tech, it's all created to make our lives easier. Our iPhone, it makes our life easier. I don't need a Rolodex. I don't need an alarm clock. I got a phone. Pac-12, USC, Lincoln Riley, it's not the gauntlet the SEC is. It's an easier route. I'm not saying Oregon's not good. I'm not saying congrats on Chip Kelly having a great year. Utah's solid. But Lincoln Riley is too good of a coach to play second fiddle or third fiddle or fourth fiddle behind a Saban or a Kirby Smart. Like, anybody that goes to the SEC is second to begin with to Nick Saban. You're number two. This kid is the future for the next 5 or 6 years of college football. Even Saban now admits you can't stop anybody. So this is a home run move. It is a quick reboot. Give him a year to build a culture, build up the recruiting base. But this is so big for the sport, for the Pac-12, for television networks, to broaden the sport. I love college football. I was so happy that Michigan beat Ohio State this weekend. The sport needed it so desperately. I'm not anti-Ohio State. I'm pro-college football. I want Michigan to matter. I am so happy that Notre Dame is viable, even in a rebuilding year. If you love the sport, not just your favorite team, you want breadth, you want depth, you want quality, you want everybody to care about it. The West Coast now matters again. Fight on, fight on, fight on.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. The New England Patriots are the best team in the AFC. They are. If there's seven or eight boxes, you check to get to a Super Bowl. Do you have an elite head coach? Check. Special teams above average? Check. A defense that's good and creates a consistent pass rush? Check. Are you situationally smart on both sides of the ball? Check. Can you control the line of scrimmage? Check. You don't beat yourself? Check. The only box New England doesn't check, dynamic vertical playmaker, which you don't have to have, but it really helps so you don't have to score on 9 and 10 play drives. And Kansas City and Buffalo have dynamic deep threats, but those teams have, let's be honest, they make more mistakes, they don't run the football at all. Their offensive lines are kind of a work in progress. And by the way, the weather's getting worse. New England never won Super Bowls with Randy Moss because teams that can score quickly and go over the top easily sometimes become too reliant on it. And Kansas City and Buffalo are not nearly as good at the defense, the run game, controlling the clock as the Patriots are. I've watched them six games in a row. Mac Jones doesn't make the big mistake. Now, do I think Mac Jones has limitations athletically? Yes. Do I think he's built, if he falls behind by two touchdowns, to score quickly with this offense? No, not really. But New England has done this for 22 years. The more boring they are, the more Super Bowls they've won. They were exciting for about 3 years, the Randy Moss years, and they kind of became reliant on Randy Moss to save them. They weren't as good at running the football. They weren't as good at the little stuff, and that's just natural. When it's easier to score and you've got big playmakers, sometimes you're, you know, not quite as buttoned up, knowing now they can't fall behind. And they don't, because they have the number one scoring defense and the number one red zone defense and they're number two in takeaways and they're fifth in sacks. So they don't fall behind. Okay, it's not what they do. Again, Green Bay, I don't trust their kicker, and New England can't go over the top and score quickly. But I look at all the boxes you got to check, and Green Bay and New England check 7 of the 8. And by the way, that's not to say that New England, they had a huge, you know, they have their moments. Kendrick Bourne, they have their moments. And Mason Crosby does hit field goals. It's just not something I trust, and I don't think they're built to rely on Mason Crosby in Green Bay or the big offensive play in New England. But I'm looking at the boxes and what they check, and right now, and remember, New England's defense is this good, and the weather's only getting worse. So they're stifling good quarterbacks with reasonable fall weather. Add 12-mile-an-hour wind sideways in Foxborough. Add a bye if they win their division. Like, this defense is good now, and the weather's turning. So the Buffaloes and the Kansas Cities, which, by the way, are not reliant on the big play, but are definitely built to provide it, you may just not have the opportunity to do that. So I think New England's not only the best AFC team now, I think they're built for the next 6 to 8 weeks of, like, winter football.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform. At nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Kareem Hunt Sr., a Kareem Hunt great player, his dad went to Instagram. We're going to rename them the Cleveland Instagrams. He said Baker's scared to throw the ball. And it wasn't really just, you know, he didn't take the gloves off. He just said, this is the reality. I'm not doing OBJ's dad here. It's just, he's scared to throw the ball. So, listen, the Cleveland Browns are not going to say this publicly. They've made their decision on Baker Mayfield. They've made him. They're not paying him $30, $40 million. They're not. There's too much turmoil. There's too much ego. There's too much snark. There's too much agitation. He's battling with somebody constantly. Tom Brady, in 20 years, has never had a single teammate call him out. A single dad, a single wife, a single teammate. Peyton Manning didn't either. Baker Mayfield's had two in the last 3 weeks. Why? A lot of the Cleveland players just don't respect him. I mean, you don't have to love somebody, but if you call them out publicly, you don't respect them. You don't care about the pushback because you know I have a lot of people that agree with you. There are people in my business I respect. I don't like them necessarily, but I respect them, and they've got an alliance of people to back them up. Like, they know, these dads know, this is what people think in the locker room. They don't care about the pushback. It's always something with Baker. It's calling out the medical staff. It's calling out Duke Johnson. It's calling out a teammate. It's a player's dad. It's an injury. It's now, God, he's on his fourth coach. I see all these Brown fanboys now blaming Kevin Stefanski. He won coach of the year last year, and now he's a bum? It's like one of these things. Anybody out there ever had a friend, and you love the friend, but they can't get out of their own way? And at some point, you just kind of distance yourself from the friend. You're there for them. You like them. But you got to give yourself some space with your friend. They can't get out of their own way. Baker can't get out of his own way. And I've been saying this for years. Being a quarterback is about being quarterbackial. This is why I was not a big fan of Jameis Winston or Johnny Manziel. And I've been critical of Cam Newton and Baker Mayfield. It's more than just being a star and doing commercials and... There's a lot of things here. There's a lot of variables. And as Albert Breer said, when you win, it's we. When you lose, it's me. That's a real thing for this position. That's why I've been highly critical. And I never understand why people argue with me on this. Like, I understand you arguing with me on a million things. Maturity is a huge component to quarterback. It's unfair, but you've got to be as mature as a 32-year-old at 22. You got Baker running from cops on a campus and getting in fights and doing gestures on the sideline in college. It's like, no. That's he's not talented enough to overcome all the noise you get with him. Like, Lamar Jackson last night was hideous for about 80% of the game. But for 20% of the game, he was spectacular. Lamar Jackson may not be everything, but he can just take games over a minute after he's awful. Like, Baker, you get all the agitation, and I get no upside. If you're going to give me all this nonsense, then you got to give me burst through the ceiling and give me 5 touchdown games. So, listen, Baker's 2-13. When a game's come down to the final drive, and he can tie it or take the lead, he's 2-13. And this is with the best offensive line and the best running back and Jarvis Landry and great tight ends. What happens when they pay him big and he's got like the 16th best O-line and like below average tight ends and running backs? They've made their decision. They're just not going to say it publicly.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Where Colin was right.
I said 4 weeks ago when Green Bay was missing 11 starters and beat Arizona in the desert. I said, folks, this team is loaded. This is the best team in the NFL. They've been number one in my Herd hierarchy. They're loaded on defense. They're not even playing their best corner and their best linebacker, their two best players. They get a pass rush. This is the best team in football right now. The only question is, will there be any more key injuries? The fact that they lost a Pro Bowl center to the Chargers and their tight end for the season, both great players, and it's had no ill effects is remarkable. We called it 4 weeks ago with that win in Arizona. We said that's the best win of the year in the National Football League. Do not forget that win, and I think the Packers are easily today, easily the best team in the NFL.
Where Colin was wrong.
Now, if I could just pick games, my Blazing Five went into the tank again after some real momentum. Thank God for the Denver Broncos. What was I doing betting on the Houston Texans? What was I doing? Shame on me.
Where Colin was right.
I predicted trouble. I said, sit Baker Mayfield. Do not play him. Bye week, get him healthy. Well, instead, he comes out. You know, he's hobbled. He's lost his confidence. Wide receiver drops. This is now you got a dad picking on him. Get him healthy. I didn't like them playing him on the road, hyper-aggressive defense, big physical rivalry game, and now this morning the wheels have come off, the team's broken, people calling him out. I thought the Browns were much better sitting him, going with Case Keenum, getting Baker healthy. I mean, folks, he's not just missing receivers. He's missing them by 15 yards. He is hurt.
Where Colin was wrong.
I've never seen a coach who's dominating in an A program leave for another A program. Lincoln Riley getting the USC job is amazing, but it shocked me. If you're winning at Georgia, you don't go to Notre Dame. If you're winning at Michigan, you don't go to Georgia. Like, it just doesn't happen. There's like eight great jobs in college football. Oklahoma and USC are two of them. I was shocked by the move. I've never seen it before. If you're winning at a top eight program, you don't go to anywhere but the NFL. But I think it's the right move. I think everybody in the South plays second fiddle at minimum to Nick Saban. And I think the future of football is on the offensive side. And like Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley will be front and center to one of the top 6 to 7 brands in college sports. But it shocked me. I didn't even hear the name until this weekend.
Where Colin was right.
I said before the season with New England, smart people bet on him. They always figure it out. Here's New England again. They're not asking. Everybody's falling in love with Mac Jones. They're not asking him to do much. They really not. And by the way, he deserves credit, but they got the best coach in football. They got the best culture in football. They probably have the best offensive coordinator in football. And I said before the year, I like their offensive line. I like their run game. I just didn't think they were dynamic enough on the outside. Now, they spent a lot of money on the offense. It's still not very dynamic, but it's better. Kendrick Bourne, Nelson Aguilar, Hunter Henry. It's better. Not great, but it's better. And we said, just trust smart people to figure it out. They usually do very quickly. And once again, I think New England right now is the best team in the AFC.
Where Colin was right.
Can we move on, Pittsburgh? Like the Big Ben thing. It's over. I mean, he's not their only problem, but this team has real tight end talent and real wide receiver talent and real running back talent. He should not be throwing the ball over 24 times a game. He's old, prehistoric. And again, nobody's saying it's all Ben, but they're 22nd in offense, and that was embarrassing. And for the record, the Cincinnati Bengals stole a page from the Steelers book. They just ran the football. They had more rushing yards than they did passing yards. So that tells you when Cincinnati's more dynamic throwing and they can run the ball better. Why? Because they have the right quarterback. They have an offensive coach that gets it. It's over. Like, go get a quarterback. And by the way, this is the way it had to end. Because if Ben would have been really good this year, he'd fight like mad to get a new contract. It needed to end this way, where he can't argue it, his agent can't argue it, Burrow's better, Lamar's better. It had to end this way to move on from Big Ben.
Where Colin was wrong.
It is amazing that without Amari Cooper, Dak just never quite feels the same. But I was just too high on the Cowboys. Derek Carr, without Darren Waller and without Henry Ruggs, tore them apart. It's what happens in football is the longer a season goes, the more good coaches can pick you apart, and their secondary now in Dallas has become a liability. And can we just say this now? And this is not a hot take. Tony Pollard's better than Zeke. Like, Tony Pollard, you watch the kickoff, you watch the game. He's faster, he's twitchier, he's healthier, he's quicker. Tony Pollard should be getting a majority of the touches, not Zeke.
Where Colin was right?
I've been defending Jim Harbaugh for like 6 years. Now, it's his 11th win. It's the fourth year at Michigan with 10-plus wins. Listen, historically, they don't have Alabama, USC, Ohio State talent. But if you win 9 and 10 games at Michigan, you're an excellent coach. So let's now, in review, look at Jim Harbaugh's career. He goes to San Diego, they win. He goes to Stanford, they win. How is Stanford today without Harbaugh? He goes to San Francisco, gets him to a Super Bowl. He goes to Michigan, and they win 11 games. Everybody is so impatient. It took Dabo Swinney at a football school 4 years to get it rolling. It took Brian Kelly at Notre Dame like 4 to 5 years to really figure out his identity. Now, Michigan still has to get better at quarterback, which remarkable is he's been this successful without really hitting it out of the park at quarterback, and Michigan should have good quarterbacks. It's a great academic school. It's a great school. There's plenty of good quarterbacks throughout this country. It's a great school. But we have been so impatient with Harbaugh, it's just societally, let stuff bake a little. He's been winning 9-10 games. It's not like he's winning 4. It's not like it's Sark and he's on a 6-game losing streak or 5-game losing streak.
Where Colin was right.
I said it after 3 games. It's not complicated. The Lakers are too old to defend. And the Suns are so athletic. And the Warriors are so athletic. Lakers are not getting to the Western Conference Finals. Like, they're not. They're too old. They are second worst defense in the NBA. And they're struggling now against bad teams. They've played the 30th most difficult schedule. They haven't seen a steady diet of the Warriors and the Suns yet. They're too old. They have an old bench. The Laker fans are like, well, we'll make a move at the trade deadline. What move could you make to be able to shoot like the Warriors or defend and space and be as athletic as the Suns? This is at best the third best team in the West, and that's if Anthony Davis stays healthy and you trust Westbrook in crisis to make good decisions. Like, they're too old. They're just too old. And it's not the offensive end. I think they can get to 106 points if LeBron's healthy and AD's healthy. But in this league now, which is a shooting and spacing league, they just cannot get to the perimeter. They gave up KCP. They gave up Alex Caruso. Terrific defenders that gave you a great defensive effort every night. You're not getting the trading deadline to solve that. And I don't want to hear about Trevor Ariza. That's not solving your issues. Lakers, 4-6 in their last 10 against mostly second-tier teams. This is what they are. This is what they are. They can't stop anybody.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, played decade and a half, multiple Pro Bowls. Greg Olson, now Fox Sports analyst. He and Kevin Burkhart did the Bucks-Colts game yesterday, and you guys are great. And it was interesting watching it. As good as Brady is, he is a creature of habit. And when you give him Gronk and a good running back, his body language, he's now in more play action passing. And I want you to talk a little bit about, because you know the tight end position so well, there's just something about, you know, Gronk's always this playful, funny, goofy guy. But boy, he can manipulate the margins and manipulate coverage. For a Hall of Famer, he's open a lot. What is Gronk? When you watch him, what do you see?
We said that yesterday on the call. You know, he had the long wheel route, and then early in the game, he had the two seams. It probably accounted for 75, 80 of his yards and 3 catches. And when he caught the ball, he's wide open. And it's just amazing how a guy like him, who's, like you said, a Hall of Fame tight end, can continue to get so open. I mean, he's running up the seam here. I mean, someone's got to guard him. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you, he's so good. He uses his body. He understands leverage. Brady and him have such a timing. You know, even if a guy is closing down on him, whether it's a safety coming out of the middle of the field or a linebacker carrying him, the accuracy of Brady, the timing and the rhythm of their passing game, he throws him open. He keeps him open with the ball placement. They, you know, they have a historically good combination, those two. You know, there's a reason they've been doing it together for so long. There's a reason Gronk came out of retirement because he wanted to play with Brady. You can't teach that. You know, that's time under task. That's time on the field. That's familiarity. That's trust. You don't build that overnight. And, you know, it's a big difference when Gronk's in that system. Is he the fastest tight end? No. Is he running the best routes? No. He finds a way to get open. He has unbelievable hands. His catch radius is huge. And Brady trusts him, and he's going to go to him in critical spots. And we've seen it the last couple weeks.
You know, boy, they became very Carson Wentz reliant in that game. And I like Carson, but he can play a little reckless, and he accounted for some turnovers. I almost feel like the Colts, there's a way for them to win. And they got away from their way to win. That's what it felt like to me. And that's okay. There's very few teams like Green Bay that can pound you. They can go pretty. They can get into the octagon. I kind of feel like the Colts kind of forgot who they were yesterday. That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. You know, Frank Reich, who I have a ton of respect, I think he's as good a play caller. I think he's as good an offensive mind of creating the best package in a given week to go against their opponent. And I think going into the game, Tampa Bay has this ability. You know, we saw it week one with Dallas. We see it. They face the fewest amount of runs. They're the number one rush defense. Part of it is because people take the run game out of their system proactively and never even really test them, right? So through the first half, the plan of we're going to throw on first down, we're going to a lot of the RPO stuff, get the ball out of Carson's hand, was really effective. They went into that, you know, they came out of the half, starting the third quarter with the ball up 24-14. They threw the ball every single down on that drive. They found themselves down in the red zone and then the strip sack. Brady goes down and scores. Next drive, having success again, not a real run game. You know, it was working, but I'll tell you, when they found themselves down a score midway through the fourth quarter, they gave the ball to Jonathan Taylor what seemed like 30 times in a row. They went back to Old Faithful. They went back to what got them there. They went right down the field, scored, tied it up, and then, of course, Brady went down. But they had a 10-point lead. They felt strongly that they were going to be able to attack them more through the air than on the ground. But I think there's this balance that coaches go through. Do I play to my strengths, or do I play away from the strengths of my opponent? And I think there was a little of that at play yesterday with Indianapolis.
You know, it was interesting watching the physicality of Baltimore last night and San Francisco and New England. And I just sit there and I think to myself, November football in December, and you know this, because now you played in Miami and Carolina, but you also played in Chicago. There is something, my eyes can see it, there is something about Thanksgiving on. The games, it hurts to get hit. It's harder. And I think there's certain cultures that just feel physical. And, I mean, I know it just sounds so simple, but when you start watching, like, New England, I'm like, oh, this is just perfect. It's getting windy. It's getting ugly. I don't know. When you were in Chicago, did you build the team differently to play in lousy weather?
I think you do. I think you build a different. It's definitely harder for your skill players, right? Late in the season in Chicago, when that grass gets all muddy and they have the heaters on, but it's cold. But then it gets all mushy and soft. It's hard to run really elaborate option routes. It's hard to get in and out of your cuts. It just is different versus a team playing inside on turf where the footing is always the same. And it's funny, a couple weeks ago when Indianapolis just blew the doors off of Buffalo, it was in Buffalo. It was rainy. It was cold. There was wind. It was nasty. We've seen Indianapolis now, both the game in against San Francisco early in the year and that crazy monsoon they played in. Wentz found a way. I know he made some plays, but Indianapolis wins that game. They win in Buffalo. The run game in certain situations can bail you out when you don't have to be so pass dependent. Now, what I will say about the run, and this is kind of hopefully the way the NFL is continuing to go, gross yardage on the ground is completely irrelevant. You need to be good running the ball when it matters. Fourth quarter with a lead, third down, fourth down, goal to go situations. If you can run when you have to run, that's where it matters. If you run for 130 yards, but 75 of them come in the first quarter, I don't care. If you run for 90 yards, but 75 of them come in the fourth quarter, that means you had the lead And that means you won the game because you were able to run it out. So being good when it matters, bad weather, critical downs, situational football, that's where a run game bails you out, as opposed to just worrying about at the end of the day what your box score looks like in, you know, as far as your running backs are concerned.
Well, it's interesting. I want to talk Cowboys. You had the Cowboy Bronco game, and Dallas couldn't move the ball. The following week, you had the Cowboy Atlanta game, and they were dominant. And maybe that was a tell. But I watched them, and the defense now clearly coordinators. I mean, the Raiders clearly found holes in that secondary. I mean, they did it without Waller, without Henry Ruggs. When you had Dallas, you saw the worst of them and the best of them. What did you see that? Because you obviously saw it before. I was way high on them. Are you shocked at all that you saw the Denver game and now a Raider game where those teams just did whatever they wanted to? What are teams doing? Because obviously the film is telling some offenses, they're not great here. We're going after them.
Yeah, I think defensively speaking, for the Cowboys being that, I think their formula early in the year was they were still giving up a decent amount of yards. They were still susceptible to the pass, but they were creating turnovers at a really, really fast clip, right? So that can hide a lot of those production numbers. You know, they did improve from last year. I think Dan Quinn is as good a defensive play caller as there is in the NFL. He wasn't going to turn that thing from dead last to first overnight, but he made them serviceable. He cleaned up a lot of the coverages. And early in the year, they were playing that complementary ball, right? Offensively, they can run the ball at you with those running backs in that offensive line. And then Dak, you know, had the little spurt where he got hurt. But I think Dak is as good as quarterback as there is. He's in that top echelon guys. So that combination on offense with a defense that was very opportunistic and Diggs, you know, 8 interceptions through 8 games. I mean, the clip he was on early, that worked. If Dallas isn't able to continue to force turnovers at a high clip, they're going to give up yards, and as a result, they're going to give up points. So I think that's the key for them that they need to continue to find. And sometimes turnovers just come your way, or, you know, takeaways, as the defense wants to call them. They find you, tips, overthrows, fumbles. Sometimes they come in spurts, and sometimes they don't. But they emphasize it. They coach it. That's a big element. If they're going to compete in the NFC and they're going to try to, you know, fight for that one seed or just at least fight to make the conference championship, they're going to have to force turnovers on defense to complement what their offense does.
Finally, tonight, Washington and Seattle, you were a Seahawk a year ago. I said this. I think they're in a rebuild. They just don't want to admit it. I would probably move Bobby Wagner. He's played a very physical position for a decade. He's great. But I think when you start looking at some of these expensive guys, and, you know, Russell Wilson's expensive. He's a huge cap hit. You got to find some space. You got to get some hits in the draft. You got to get some draft picks. Are you shocked? I mean, obviously Russell Wilson got hurt, but are you shocked at the erosion so quickly of Seattle, which we'll watch the Hawks tonight?
You know, I am. And after being there, the part that I always respected about Seattle from the outside, and then after being there and kind of seeing behind the curtain, is I perceived and then experienced they're good where it matters, right? They run a great organization. They're very organized. They're very attention to detail. They're very situational football oriented. That's why they seem to win all those close games. They don't find themselves in that position, even though they're elite at quarterback. They have excellent offensive weapons. I know the running back situation with Chris Carson has thrown off that because they want to be a run first team. They have a good left tackle, Dwayne Brown, a longtime veteran, a stable guy at left tackle. Secondary players, they have, you know, Jamal Adams, people want to say what they want about his pass coverage, but he's a dynamic player around the ball force. Bobby Wagner's a Hall of Famer. They're good at the key positions. They should not be losing this many games. I understand that Russ was hurt and now he's back. They need to be better offensively. This has to become an offensive driven team. They need to take the training wheels off. They need to let the offensive coordinator do his job. They cannot treat this like the 2012-2013 Seattle Seahawks, where they're going to win 14-9. It's just not going to happen. They need to say, we are going to score 35 and we're going to outrush you. And if along the way we give up 10, great job, right? They need to go into a game thinking we are going to outscore you. We did that through the first half of last year. And then the defense kind of found their way. And then we went much more conservative and the results the second half were not as good as the first half. They need to get out of that mindset. They need to turn this over to Russ. You are our guy, DK, lock it, throw it 40 times, and let's go try to score 35 plus a game and see where it shakes out.
Greg Olson, Fox Sports NFL analyst, be watching the Hawks and the Washington football team tonight. Great talking to you as always, bud.
Appreciate it, man. Always good to be on. See ya.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport
is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.